And good Monday morning, everyone. It is business of the week time. Our brand new business of the week this week, Carbon Boutique, downtown Humboldt. Michelle George is with us. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Bill.
Where is Carbon Boutique actually located? What is your address?
It is 630 Sumner Avenue. We're right next door to Feather Your Nest for Less.
You are indeed. That's another one of my favorite stops in there. I had some great stores down your way, man. Terribly good stores.
Yes, we're pretty lucky right now. We've got a pretty full Main Street.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's really nice. Brings memories of childhood, going downtown to shop. Yep, that's the way I like it. Now, you were telling me off air that you have an internet presence?
Yes, I do. It is www.carbonboutique.biz.
Oh, that's easy to remember. I like that. And the phone number there at the store?
515-368-2930.
Wonderful. And I'm sure you have Facebook.
I do have Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat.
Look at you. And where can they...
I cover all the business.
I hear you. Can they just search Carbon Boutique on those?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. I tell you, that's a lot to keep up with. Do you do all that yourself?
For the most part, I do have a couple of girls that help me out.
Yeah.
Also, when they're working, they'll post. But for the most part, I cover the... internet.
Well, social media is a beast.
But it is also very good for business.
Yes, I like to call it a necessary evil. Yes.
I would agree.
We all kind of share the social media duties here at the station, and it's, even between all of us, it's a lot to keep up with.
It definitely is. Yeah.
Now, I've been in your store, and I think it is really cool. Matter of fact, I remember expressing that thought to you, and my mother, by the way, will be getting some Christmas gifts from Carbon Boutique this year.
Wonderful.
They will be shipped all the way back to Virginia. I wanted to ask, how long have you folks been there?
We have been on Main Street since last July.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, we were out on Highway 3 in the little strip mall that's out there. It used to be across from the old Shopper Supply.
Okay, yeah, I think I know right where that is. Yeah, okay. So you moved downtown, and things going pretty well down there?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's great to be downtown with
foot traffic.
Businesses and yes, and the foot traffic.
Yeah.
It's been wonderful.
And all the proprietors down there, Michelle, are just so nice and so welcoming.
Yes, we all try to do our best in that, and we all work together really well too.
Sure.
Nice.
Sure. Well, you have to. You know, you're all trying to grab those folks that are walking by on the sidewalk. You have to cooperate.
Correct.
Now, how long were you in business at the other location?
I'm not the original owner, but she had started the business in December of 2017.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then I purchased the business in February of 19, and so
okay.
Almost 3 years now.
Okay. I was going to say, you've had it for quite a while, too. Yeah. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. What, when folks come in, I mean, let's say, I don't know why anybody that lives here wouldn't have been in already, but let's say somebody like me from out of town stops by. What can they expect when they come in?
We have women's clothing, or, you know, young ladies to women. We range in size from extra small to 3X. Pant sizes would go from 0 to size 24.
Hmm.
We also offer jewelry. We have handbags, wallets, purses, lots of graphic tees. We do try to carry some Humboldt's. Sweatshirts and t-shirts.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, we do. We try to cover quite a few of the...
Yeah, I was impressed with the selection in there. I mean, everything from accessories to... I think I even saw some formal wear in there.
Yes, we do have a little bit of that. We try to carry a little of that. One of the biggest things I try to do is have something new... at least every week. I mean, we almost every day we have a package coming in, so we try to keep the inventory fresh and up to date.
That makes all the difference in the world. There's nothing I dislike more than walking into a store and every time you're confronted with the same thing.
Correct. I agree.
Just makes you not want to go in again.
Right. Exactly.
Gets a little boring. But I can I can attest, having been in myself, and as I think I told you the day I met you, but I like to go into the area stores just so I'll know what I'm dealing with. And, you know, you never know when somebody will say, hey, do you know where I can get so-and-so? Well, of course I do.
Correct.
You know? And
yes,
it was,
that's right.
With Christmas coming up, Carbon Boutique is just a, I mean, good gracious. If you've got a young miss to a senior citizen to purchase for Christmas, Carbon Boutique is like a one-stop shop.
Yes, I think that's true.
I think so, too. There's some beautiful items in there. And from what I saw, because I was already scoping out Mom's Christmas, from what I saw, very affordable as well.
Yes, I try to be very as affordable as I can be. Some vendors make me put their pricing on it, but for the most part, I can do my own pricing, and I try to be as reasonable as I can.
Wow. Well, you know, it makes a big difference that you're locally owned, you're locally operated, you understand what Humboldt wants and needs, and you probably personally know 9 out of 10 people that come into the shop.
That is true. Yeah,
makes a huge difference. You know, I'd much rather, and no disrespect to anybody, but I'd much rather purchase from a shopkeeper, shop owner that I at least casually know than someone who has no clue who I am.
Yeah, and, you know, we've met a lot of people from Humboldt and out of town, and a lot of them have become great customers, good friends. It's nice to see, you know, some familiar faces. And I love having all the new people come in, but
sure.
I love making them my friends, too.
Oh, yeah, sure. And, you know, it's nice, you know, and as a former business owner, I know this, and I know it from the customer standpoint, but it's nice to walk into any type of business, and they kind of know what you're looking for.
Correct.
It's just a great feeling. And, you know, as a shopkeeper like yourself, you may see things sometimes and go, well, you know what? I know Miss Barbara would really like that, so I think I'll let her know about it.
Yep, I've definitely messaged or called pictures to people when I see something come in and be like, that looks like so-and-so.
And you don't get that at the chain stores, Michelle. You don't get it at all.
That is very true.
They don't care what you want. It's just going to hang on the rack.
That's true. I agree.
Well, folks, it is Carbon Boutique. It personally visited by myself, and I'll be returning very soon for some Mom Christmas shopping because Mom likes boutiques and shops like that. And, you know, 1,200 miles, I might get her out here to do a little shopping, Michelle.
That sounds great.
I'm trying to talk her into coming out for Christmas because I don't want to make that trip home.
I understand that.
So if I get her out here, I'll be bringing her in Carbon Boutique. And what is your address one more time?
630 Sumner Avenue.
Fantastic. Easy to find, folks. Just head straight on down Sumner in either direction, and you can't miss Carbon Boutique in a very busy area with some really nice stores. And I love coming down there and just walking around. It's got that old-fashioned downtown feel. I love it. Well, Michelle, we appreciate you, and we've got you all this week, so I can't wait to learn a little bit more about Carbon Boutique.
That sounds great. Can't wait to talk to you.
That kind of rhymed. I should do that again. Michelle, thank you so much for being our business of the week there at Carbon Boutique, and we will talk to you in the morning. I hope you have a fantastic day.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll be back right after this.